This is the Sakar Moli of 26th of July 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this confluence age is the age for you to be absolved of your sins. You definitely have to become pure in this age and not commit any sins. Question. Which children can experience supersensuous joy? Answer. Those who are full of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge can experience supersensuous joy. The more of this knowledge you imbibe in your life, the wealthier you become. If you don't imbibe any jewels of this knowledge, you remain poor. The Father is giving you the knowledge of the past, present, and future, and making you Trikaldashi. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. The past has now become the present, and this present will then become the past. People remember the past. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. The word auspicious, Purushottam, must definitely be used. You can see the present. The memorial of the past is now happening in a practical way. No doubts should arise about this. You children know that it is now the confluence age and also the end of the Iron Age. 5,000 years ago, the confluence age was definitely the past, and it has now become the present. The Father has now come. Therefore, the future is that which the past was. The Father is now teaching you Raja Yoga for you to attain your kingdom in the Golden Age. It is now the Confluence Age. No one but you children knows these things. You are studying Raja Yoga practically. It is extremely easy. All of you children, young and old, must definitely explain one main thing. Remember the Father, and you will be absolved of your sins. Since it is the time for being absolved of your sins, who would commit further sin? However, Maya makes you perform sinful acts, and you then understand that you were slapped and were made to make a severe mistake. You have been calling out to the Father, O Purifier, come. Now that the Father has come to purify you, you should become pure. After belonging to God, you shouldn't become impure. In the Golden Age, everyone was pure. Bharat itself was pure. It is remembered, the vicious world and the viceless world. They are completely viceless, and we are vicious, because we indulge in vice. The word vice means vicious. It is impure people who call out for him to come and purify them. Angry people don't call out to him. The Father also comes according to the drama plan. This can't be changed even slightly. Whatever happened in the past, it is happening at present. To know the past, present, and future is known as being Trikaldashi. This has to be remembered. These matters require you to make great effort. You repeatedly forget them. Otherwise, you children would experience so much supersensuous joy. You are becoming extremely wealthy with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The more you imbibe, the wealthier you become. However, that is for the new world. You know that whatever you are doing now is for the future new world. The Father has come to establish the new world and to destroy the old world. This will happen exactly as it happened a cycle ago. You children will see this. There will also be natural calamities. Earthquakes will take place and everything will be destroyed. There will be so many earthquakes in Barat. We say that all of this will definitely happen. It also happened in the previous cycle. This is why it is said that the golden city of Dwarka sank beneath the sea. You children need to make it sit in your intellects very clearly that you also took this knowledge 5,000 years ago. There isn't the slightest difference in this. Baba, we claimed our inheritance from you 5,000 years ago. We have claimed our inheritance from you so many times that it cannot be counted. You become the masters of the world so many times, and you then also become beggars. At this time, the whole population of Bharat is of beggars. You write according to the drama plan. Those people don't use the word drama. They have their own plan. You say that according to the drama plan, we are once again carrying out establishment, exactly as we did 5,000 years ago. We are now following Srimat and doing this task exactly as we did in the previous cycle. We are receiving power by following Srimat. There is the name Shiv Shaktis. You Shiv Shaktis are those goddesses who are worshipped in the temples. You are the goddesses who attain the kingdom of the world again. Look how much Jagadamba is worshipped. She has been given many names, but she is only one, just as the Father is only the one Shiva. You help to make the world into heaven, and so you are also worshipped. There are so many goddesses. Lakshmi is worshipped so much. On Deepmala, Diwali, the festival of lights, they worship Mahalakshmi, four-armed Lakshmi. She is the head. The emperor and empress together are called Mahalakshmi. Both are included in this. We too used to worship Mahalakshmi. If our wealth increased, we believed it was because of the blessings given by Mahalakshmi. They simply worship her every year. Acha, people ask her for wealth. What do they ask of the goddesses? You goddesses of the confluence age, give the blessing for heaven. People don't know that all of their desires for heaven can be fulfilled by the goddesses. You are goddesses, are you not? You donate this knowledge to human beings through which all their desires are fulfilled. When they have an illness, etc., they ask the goddesses to cure and protect them. There are many types of goddess. You are the Shiv Shakti goddesses of the confluence age. You bless them with heaven. The Father gives this and you children also give this. They visibly show Mahalakshmi, whereas they make Narayan incognito. The Father is increasing the influence of you children. The goddesses fulfill all desires for happiness for 21 births. People ask Lakshmi for wealth. They do good business, etc. for wealth. The Father comes and makes you into the masters of the whole world and gives you plenty of wealth. Sri Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world. Now they are poverty-stricken. You children know how they ruled the kingdom and then how their stage gradually descended. Look what your state has now become from taking rebirth and your degrees having decreased. This is nothing new. The cycle continues to turn every 5,000 years. Bharat is so impoverished now. It is Ravan's kingdom. Bharat used to be so elevated, it was number one. It is now the last number. If it didn't become the last number, how could it become number one? There has to be a proper account. When you patiently churn the ocean of this knowledge, everything will automatically enter your intellects. These are such sweet matters. You now know the whole world cycle. Education is not just carried out at school. A teacher also gives you lessons to study at home. That is called homework. The father too gives you homework. Throughout the day, you can carry on with your business, etc., because you have to earn a livelihood for your bodies. Everyone has time at Amrit Vela. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning is a very good time. Wake up at that time and remember the Father with a lot of love. It is the vices that cause you sorrow from the time they begin, through the middle, to the end of them. People burn an effigy of Ravan, but they don't understand the meaning of that. They say that the custom of burning an effigy of Ravan has continued from the beginning of time. That too is fixed according to the drama. They have been continually killing Ravan, and yet Ravan doesn't die. You children now understand when the burning of Ravan's effigy will end. You are now listening to the story of the true Narayan. You know that you are now receiving your inheritance from the Father. Because no one knows the Father, everyone is an orphan. They don't know the Father who makes Bharat into heaven. This too is fixed in the drama. It is only when they have come down the ladder and become Tamo Pradhan that the Father comes. However, they don't consider themselves to be Tamo Pradhan. The Father says, the whole tree has now reached a state of total decay. Not a single soul is Sato Pradhan. Sato Pradhan's souls exist in the land of peace and the land of happiness. They are now Tamo Pradhan. Only the Father can come and awaken you from the sleep of ignorance. You continue to awaken yourselves and then awaken others. When someone dies, people ignite a lamp so that there can be light for that soul. There is now total darkness everywhere. Therefore, souls cannot return home. Although in their hearts they want to be liberated from their sorrows, not a single soul can be liberated. The children who remain aware that this is now the most auspicious confluence age cannot stop donating the jewels of this knowledge. Just as people give donations and perform great charity in the auspicious month of charity, so you too have to donate the jewels of this knowledge in this most auspicious confluence age. You also understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul himself, is teaching you. There is no question of Sri Krishna doing this. Sri Krishna is the first prince of the Golden Age. He then continues to take rebirth. Baba has explained to you the secrets of the past, present and future. you are becoming Trikaldashi. No one but the Father can make you Trikaldashi. Only the Father has this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. Only He is called the ocean of knowledge. Only God is remembered as the highest on high. He is the Creator. The words Heavenly God the Father are very clear. He is the one who establishes heaven. The birthday of Shiva is celebrated, but no one knows when he came or what he did when he came. They don't even understand what his birthday means. Therefore, what would they celebrate? All of that is fixed in the drama. It is only at this time, not at any other time, that you children know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. You will come to know it again when the Father comes again. You have now become aware of how the cycle of 84 births turns. What is there on the path of devotion? You don't receive anything by following that. So many devotees go to crowded places and stumble around. Baba has liberated you from that. You understand that you are now following Srimad and making Bharat elevated once again. Only by following Srimad can you become elevated. Srimad is only received at the confluence age. You know accurately who you were and how you are once again becoming that. You are now once again making effort to attain that. While making effort, if you children fail, you must give that news to the Father so that He can caution you and make you alert again. Don't just sit down and consider yourself to be a failure. Get up once again. Take some medicine. The surgeon is sitting here. Baba explains how much difference there is in falling from the fifth floor and falling from the second floor. The vice of lust is the fifth floor. This is why Baba says that lust is the greatest enemy. It has made you impure. Now become pure. The Purifier Father has come to purify you. He would definitely make you pure at the confluence age. This is the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. You children know that the Father is now planting the sapling. The whole tree will then grow here. The tree of you Brahmins will grow, and you will then experience happiness in the sun and moon dynasties. It is explained to you so easily. Acha, if you don't receive a Murli, then remember the Father. Make it firm in your intellects that Shiv Baba tells you through the body of Brahma, remember me, and you will go into the Vishnu clan. Everything depends on your efforts. Whatever effort you have made every cycle, that is exactly the effort you will make now. For half a cycle, you have been body conscious. Now make full effort to become soul conscious. This requires effort. This study is easy. The main thing is to become pure. To forget the Father is a big mistake. It is by becoming body conscious that you forget Him. Carry on with your business, etc., for 8 hours, for the livelihood of your bodies, but make effort to stay in remembrance for the other 8 hours. That stage will not be created very quickly. At the end, when you all reach that stage, destruction will take place. Once you reach your karmateet stage, your bodies will not remain. you will shed them because you souls will have become pure by then. When you reach your karmatit stage number-wise, the war will begin. Until then, rehearsals will continue to take place. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge in this most auspicious month of charity. Wake up at Amrit Vela and churn the ocean of this knowledge. As well as earning an income for the livelihood of your body according to Srimat, you must also definitely do the homework that the Father gives you. 2. Whenever you have any obstruction to your efforts, give that news to the Father and take Srimat from him. Tell the surgeon everything. This is the time for you to be absolved of your sins. Therefore, don't commit any more sin. Blessing. May you be an elevated and great soul who, by having continuous yoga, becomes worthy of worship for all time. Those who are great souls nowadays have names such as Akhand, Anand, etc. But it is you who are Akhand, all the time, continually, in everything. Akhand in bliss, Akhand in happiness. Simply do not become influenced by any company. When you see or hear anything about the defects of others, have a don't care attitude to that, and in this special way, you will become an Akhand yogi. Those who are Akhand yogis become worthy of being worshipped all the time. You are such great souls that for half a cycle you live in a worthy of worship form, and for half a cycle your non-living images are worshipped. Slogan: a divine intellect is the basis of the power of silence. Avyakt signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Those who can merge their own subtle powers are also able to help others merge. Once you have controlling power and ruling power over yourself, you will have the proper power to merge everyone in doing service. Whether it is serving ignorant souls or in interacting with Brahmin souls with love and contentment, you will be successful in both. Om Shanti.